Hello, Cancer friends. My name is Kathy Hannis. How are you today? As always, I'm thinking of all my friends touched by cancer. It sucks, but hey, there are silver linings. We're gonna always remember that. How have you been? I have been hot. It's not summer on the calendar yet, but man, it feels like it outside. My garden is on fire. It has oodles of little green tomatoes popping out of the plants. My tomato plants have got to be 2-3 feet high. It's crazy. It's so exciting. I started the garden as kind of just a life lesson for my daughter. I wanted her to see for herself that she could, you know, watch food grow. I think that's something really cool. I grew up with that and I have an appreciation for it. So I wanted her to have that too. It was nothing fancy. I don't really know what I'm doing. I got a garden table, got a bag of dirt, dug some holes, poured the seeds in, covered it up. Wow, it's really going well. It's so cool. Other than that, you know, we're just trying to stay cool, trying to find things to do outside that won't give me heat stroke. I don't know if I haven't been feeling good. It's, of course, the first thing you think is, oh my God, here we go. It's cancer. Cancer is creeping in on me again. And not that it ever left me, but you know exactly what I'm saying. Anytime you feel funny, it's, I don't know. I don't know about you guys, but my mind goes to one place. So we're trying to get past that, just trying to stay cool. Had a water fight with Walter next door. Man, he knows how to do that. It was so much fun. It basically consisted of Walter and I aiming with the jet stream and the garden hose at each other. It was just so much fun. And that is what this wonderful life is all about. All the little things. So cool. So thank you, Walter. Did a little chalk art the other day. My new chalk set. It has all sorts of colors. I love all the colors. I love drawing just all sorts of summery little pictures. Flowers, inchworms, rainbows, that kind of stuff. I did a huge rainbow on Saturday for a good friend of mine. I want to give her a shout out that my arms are open wide to you, dear friend. She lost her wonderful companion, best doggy around, named Tony. So rest in peace, dear Tony. You're a great, great dog. And now you're a puppy again. Till we meet again, my friend. This was weird. Like, cool weird. I swear, I was drawing the rainbow on the driveway. It was really hot that day. I'm in the sun. And I swear I heard Tony panting behind me. I know I'm going to lose about 80% of my listeners. I'm crazy. I get it. Sounds crazy, but it's true. It's true. So other than that, everything's going fine. I have an appointment next week to go in for labs and if everything looks good, a treatment. But I've got a lot on my mind. I'm not sure exactly what's bringing it on. Probably a lot of little things, but all I know is that my life is in limbo. It's been this way for a while, several months. Feeling pretty good. I am so lucky to be feeling pretty good. And, you know, I don't know when it's going to change. Nobody knows. I'm just not sure what to do because this keeps going on and on. Am I supposed to like go and do preventative stuff like colonoscopies and mammograms and, you know, all that stuff? I mean, how long is this going to go on? Do I just pretend like nothing's wrong until it is? I just have so many question marks, and I honestly don't know if anything can be answered. I want to ask more questions. So I think I need to make a list before I go in next week and give my oncologist a heads up, because usually we're chit-chatting. Oh, labs look good. You're all set. Oh, how are the kids? Kids are good. Yeah, daughter's good. Everything's good. Isn't this something? I'm still here. Wow. Isn't this crazy? And I've been fine with that. Always been fine. I'm like, this is bonus time. I'm not supposed to be here. Super bonus. But something is telling me I got to look into this. I got to see if there's something more I should be doing. I want more. And I'm going to get it. And I'll keep you posted. So if you've never listened to Hello Cancer Friends before, I'll give you the scoop. There really are no rules. I'm just kind of one lady show here. Kathy with cancer. I'm not a doctor or anything like that. And I just got a microphone and started talking. And my goal is to bring people together. Anybody who feels like this could help them. Share your story. Listen to others. Know you're not alone. You know, the other day I had somebody send me a message. And it wasn't to share a story. It was just like, hey, I have this going on. And it wasn't good, you know. This person was struggling. And we just chit-chatted on Facebook for a while. You know, I'm here to offer a hand or an ear and some encouragement if you need it. So feel free to reach out always. My website is HelloCancerFriends.com. So you can go to the share section, share your story, and I'll read it to everybody. I'll get the word passed along. I really think it helps others. I know it helps me to hear what other people are going through. If you have a question or a topic you want to cover, you can leave that too, whatever it is. If you want to say hi, I'd love that. So HelloCancerFriends.com. I want to bring up something else today. As many of you know, on episode 3, I had Linnea with Gilda's Club come on to tell us more about this wonderful organization that helps people that are facing cancer. So by the time I was finished talking to her, I pretty much had in my mind that I was going to sign up for one of their fundraisers, and that was a rappel down 14 stories here in Madison, Wisconsin. So, yep, I'm doing it. August 15th, I signed up. I need to raise more. I want more. I've had some wonderful donations, but I do want more because this is a good cause. And today I want to share a story from a wonderful gal who wrote in to Gilda's about her experience. This is Samantha's story. And Samantha writes, when I was first diagnosed in July of 2018, I was devastated. I thought there was no way that I could have breast cancer, and not just any breast cancer, triple negative breast cancer. I wasn't sure exactly what to do or expect from this new life-changing experience, and a friend of mine had mentioned that there was a support group that was for cancer patients. I, of course, was very hesitant due to social anxiety, and being in groups just made me feel awkward, like I didn't fit in anywhere. When I called and set up my first meeting, the one where everyone was going to be in a group, I declined and asked if I could meet just one-on-one with Kirsten. She was so kind and agreed. I immediately felt a little better after she explained how and what Gilda's was. I was really excited, and then the great floods of 2018 happened, which ruined the building, and I was heartbroken. I then found out they were still offering services, so I drove out to John Nolan to go to my first meeting. I immediately felt welcomed, cared for, and accepted by being around people just like me. I was with my people. I made some really good friends and bonded with a few members. I then found out that they had a kids program, so I let my 6 kids know about it, and they all seemed very interested in going. They all really enjoyed it, so it became a new normal for us that Tuesday at 6 was with Gilda's. Skip to a year later, and the red doors were going to open again. My kids and I jumped at every opportunity to be a part of the group. We helped paint the walls and murals. We went to all the big events. We were excited to find out and see what this family night was. So when they brought back their family night, it was our night. Our Tuesdays were now dedicated to the red doors. I was with my second family, my second home. I was always welcomed, never felt awkward with telling my story because they all understood what it's like. So when people say, "I can't even imagine, it must be so hard," I would say, "You're right, it's hard. And until you have gone through it yourself, you won't ever possibly know." But my Gildas group did. They got me. They understood me. They are me. My kids loved going. They made friends that blossomed. I made friends that blossomed. Gildas is my second home and always will be. Without Gildas support, I honestly don't know how my cancer journey would have gone, how my mental health would have gone. I will always be grateful for the wonderful, welcoming, smiling faces every time you walk through those doors. I recommend Gildas often. I have been on the radio 2 times regarding my cancer, and I brought up Gildas every time. I am so incredibly grateful for it. That is a great story. Samantha, you are so brave and so beautiful. Thank you for sharing that and letting everybody know just how important having someone to lean on can be. Gildas Club is wonderful at being there for people. A lot of people going through cancer can use support. And there's lots of different ways. Gildas Club is one of them. They offer so many things. Thank you, Samantha. I really appreciate that insight into Gildas Club and how much it meant to you and your family. It's a wonderful story and it's a wonderful organization. It's one that I'm going to go over the edge for to raise some money. So if you feel so inclined, you can sponsor me by going to my website, HelloCancerFriends.com, and on the About Me tab, you'll find the Over the Edge information and a place to click to sponsor me. And I thank you so very much. Cancer's a tough one, but we can all get through it together. I know we can. We have to. What other choice do we have? But I think it's really important to take advantage of the resources that we have. I know I'm a big chicken when it comes to asking for help. Couldn't even ask my own family or my husband, when I was feeling down one day. There's a lot of people that want to help us and make us feel better. It's a lot for someone to get through. Even the caregivers, especially the caregivers, to watch a family member or a friend go through what we sometimes go through. Emotionally, physically, all of it. It's a busy time, these summer months. And I hope you can take some time to do something special for yourself, by yourself, or with your family, or with a friend. Maybe a campfire. Maybe a good book. Take some time. It's precious. As always, I would love to hear from you. If you'd like to share your story, again, visit my website, HelloCancerFriends.com. The homepage has a share section. Let me know if you'd like to talk to me. Zoom call if you're local. Come on over, sit on the deck. I thought that worked out great last time with my sister. It was really fun. I'll get a fan. It won't be so hot. We'll do it in the evening. Whatever. You're always welcome on my deck. Or if you're from wherever in the world, let's do a Zoom call. I'd love to hear from you. HelloCancerFriends.com. Thank you so much for listening this week. I'll keep you posted on what I find out with all my questions. You can always check out my blog. I kind of get into detail there. Oh, big news. My end-of-life coach is coming back. The party's back on. She's going to come to my appointment with me next week. It's been over a year since COVID shut the doors on spa day. And if you haven't heard that story, meet my end of life coach episode. We talked about how my sister and I, we go to cancer treatments and just have a good old time. Called it spa day. So spa day is back on Wednesday. I'm really looking forward to it. We'll be horsing around and giggling, and it'll feel good for her to be there. So anyways, I'm rambling. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a really good week. We'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.